Well, this morning, we come to the end of our sermon series on spiritual warfare that I have titled The War for the Soul. And throughout this series, we have covered a lot of ground. I have peeled back the layers of this spiritual conflict, hopefully I have, tried to uncover the enemy's strategies and how he relentlessly targets our minds. We've examined the subtle way that temptation draws us in and how the world tries to seduce our hearts. We face the harsh reality of what happens when believers fall prey to these attacks. We've also delved into the importance of putting on the full armor of God, His divine protection and power to help us stand against the enemy's schemes. We've learned that this battle isn't just about force. This battle is really about love, a love that empowers us to fight with both courage and grace. We've discussed how prayer is the key that activates the armor of God, giving us the strength that we need. We've even journeyed all the way back to the beginning, looking at God's original plan for humanity and how this spiritual war is ultimately about restoring the Edenic vision. And just last evening, we explored how Satan uses the allure of entertainment to keep us trapped. And if you want to watch that message, you'll find it on our website, our Facebook page, or on YouTube. So today we come to the end. And I have to be honest with you, this is not going to be one of those feel-good sermons. Because today's sermon is a warning. Today's sermon is a wake-up call. Today's sermon is a line that has to be drawn in the sand. And today I need to speak plainly, just as I did last night. For those of you who watched any of my sermon last night, I basically set myself on fire. If you want to be entertained, go watch it on YouTube, I guess. But I didn't hold back last night on that. Satan's there. Satan's in your home. Make no mistake about it. He is in your home. Let me give you a quick example. This is how most people do home today. Oh, let me get my phone. Oh, got my iPad right here. Oh, gee, got to get my game. All right. Okay. I'm ready. Oh, I don't have a remote. Oh, golly, I forgot my remote. Okay. Oh, Billy Bob's texted me. Yeah, I'm doing good. Oh, put that pause. Hey, I'll call you back, okay? Oh, just a minute. I will. I'll give you a call back. Oh, I need to see what Facebook. Oh, my, I've got to get on Facebook. Oh, golly. That's our homes. You notice there's something missing in my living room. What's missing in my living room? Bible, not a Bible to be seen. That's the battle. Satan's not out there. He's in your home. You brought him into your homes. So today we come to the end of this series. And again, it's not going to be a feel-good sermon. Again, I need to speak plainly. And it's not to alarm you. I really don't. Seriously. I just think the truth demands that I speak plainly today. And that is, Satan is not playing games with you. And it's time for you to stop pretending he is. For far too long, the church has remained quiet about one of the enemy's most deceptive and effective strategies. And that is entertainment that has been laced with the occult and demonic influence. And let me tell you something, it's subtle, it's seductive, and it is everywhere in our society. Amen. You don't even realize it. That's how subtle it is. Satan has done a masterful job of convincing many Christians out there that this stuff is all just harmless. It's just fun. Just fiction. But friends, it's not. The stuff we're going to talk about today is a gateway. And how many Christians are walking through this gateway without even realizing what they're opening themselves up to? You see, friends, the question isn't, is this show or game real? The question is, what spirit is behind that show or that game? Let me show you from the Word of God why this matters. If you have your Bibles, let's open them up to Deuteronomy chapter 18. I'm reading from the Legacy Standard Bible. Deuteronomy chapter 18, and follow along as I read verses 10 through 12. You can use your own Bible, you can follow along on the screen, however you like to do it. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 10 through 12. There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or his daughter pass through the fire. One who uses divination, one who practices soothsaying, or one who interprets omens or a sorcerer, or one who is an enchanter or a medium or a spiritist or one who inquires of the dead. For whoever does these things is an abomination to Yahweh. And because of these abominations, Yahweh your God will dispossess them from before you. Now, I know what some people will say. Some people will say, well, Ken, that's the Old Testament. That was for Israel. That was for Israel. It's not for us. Well, that's true. That's true. I'm not going to argue with you. Some of the laws in the Old Testament were specific for Israel's culture and time. But friends, let me make this very, very clear. The core moral principles still apply to us today. God's command against things like witchcraft, fortune telling, and talking to the dead comes from His holiness. He has always opposed anything that leads people away from Him. Things that trick them or bring them into spiritual danger. And those things will bring you into spiritual danger. How many of you know that God doesn't change? If he called things detestable then, guess what? They're still detestable today. Amen. And here's the thing. He did not give you these commands to ruin your fun. He gave you these commands to protect your very souls. And yet these are the very things being packaged in our entertainment. For instance, witchcraft is now mainstream. You better understand that. I had the opportunity to go with Mike Malone and Evelyn Maddie. We went down to Smithton Days. And we were handing out things. We were handing out tracts and gifts and cookies and things like that. A lot of people came and visited us. Right next to us On the sidewalk was a young, oh, I say, what do you think, Mike? Maybe 25, maybe? Yeah, young 20s. A witch. Witch, right up, no. From here, right here, we're there, right there. A witch. She had a little blanket out in front of her. She had all her potions in front of her. She had tarot cards. She'd do tarot card reading for you and everything like that. Witchcraft's mainstream. You may have children or grandchildren messing around with this witchcraft stuff. That, and here's another thing. Let me make this very clear, because I know some of you old people right now are thinking to yourself, well, this doesn't apply to me. I don't mess with witchcraft. I don't do any of that stuff. Well, do you have grandkids? I got news for you. This applies to you. Because your grandkids are being exposed to this stuff. So stop with the nonsense. I can go take a nap. This does not apply to me. Yes, it applies to you. Let me give you some examples. First, we have kids as young as 7 who are reading entire series of books that teach them how to cast spells, summon spirits, and speak with the dead. Now, you think I'm exaggerating. Well, just get on the internet and go to Witch Talk. What's that? It's a massive community on TikTok dedicated to all things witchcraft, spirituality, and the occult. They share how to do rituals, how to do spells, how to do tarot card readings, and even do-it-yourself magic tutorials. And I am not talking about harmless fantasy-style witchcraft. I am talking about real practices. Spells, sigils, spirit invocations, you name it. And they're being taught to your kids. They're being taught to your grandkids. If you are not monitoring your child's activities on the internet, can I use the word you're a fool? That may be bold, that may be not nice, but you're a fool. If you're just allowing your kids, or your kids are allowing your grandkids just to get on the internet when you don't know what they're doing, I'm sorry, you're a fool. And that's where the danger lies. Friends, these youngsters do not have the life experience or the maturity to fully understand what they're engaging in. Somebody has to protect them. They're dabbling in something far more serious than they ever realize. And you know what the scariest part is? Millions of children are following along, often with no one guiding them on the potential consequences of these practices. Secondly, show on Netflix. Get on it right now if you want to. Called The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. Guys, remember the Archies? This isn't the Archies anymore. With their friend Sabrina. No. They just don't mention Satan in this show. They glorify Satan in this show. You watch this show and your kids are watching it. Your grandkids are watching it. They glorify Satan. There's spells. There's pentagrams. There's blood rituals. It's all there and it is portrayed as cool, powerful, and fun. Thirdly, we have video games like Elden Ring, Diablo, Baldur's Gate, and The Witcher. Your children and grandchildren are probably playing these games. They are bringing the occult into your home. They are opening up a door to the demonic world. See, we think this stuff's innocent, but it's not. These video games are filled with demon summoning, spell casting, necromancy, talking to the dead, spirit possession. And here's the kicker. I know this for a fact. Believers are logging in every night and calling it just a game. Do you have any idea what's happening here? You are being desensitized. Wake up! You're being desensitized. We're being trained to sympathize with evil and call it good. And Satan's loving every minute of it. Let's get one thing straight. Satan doesn't need you to worship him. Satan just needs you to be comfortable with him. You just need to be comfortable with him. He just needs you to be fascinated by the darkness, intrigued by the power, and tolerant of evil. But friends, let me remind you what the Bible says. Turn your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6. Let's look at verse 12. I have probably read this the most of any verse in this series. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. That means this battle is real. The spiritual world is real. And we don't get to play with demons and call it art and fun. Amen. Don't get to do that. But how many people are doing it? How many parents have allowed Satan into their house? Don't even know it because of what their kids are doing. We need to understand right now that there are only two sources of supernatural power out there, God or Satan. God or Satan. And if your entertainment is showing you spells, divinations, spirit guides, or necromancy, it is not innocent, it is demonic. And when you consume that stuff, you are opening up a spiritual door into your home. You know, some of you have been battling depression, confusion, anxiety, or spiritual heaviness for years, and you don't know why. Have you ever thought it might be because you have opened a door through entertainment to the spiritual world, to the demonic presence, and you've never shut it? You've never closed it? Turn your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Look at verses 3 through 6. There are so many warnings in the Bible against the occult. Why do you think that is? For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but divinely powerful for the tearing down of strongholds, as we tear down speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ, and are ready to punish all disobedience whenever your obedience is fulfilled. Again, look at verse 5. We tear down speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God and take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Well, friends, I've got news for you. You cannot take every thought captive when you are constantly filling your minds with images, ideas, and spirits that oppose Jesus Christ. And this isn't just about movies or games. It's about what we allow in our homes. It's about what we allow in our minds. What we allow in our hearts. So for you parents and grandparents here today, let me ask you, what are your children and grandchildren being discipled by? Because they're being discipled by something. Are they learning about the power of prayer? Or are they learning how to cast a spell? Are they memorizing scripture? Or are they memorizing lines from shows that glorify witches and demons? They're being discipled by something. Let me be blunt if I haven't already been blunt. If your home is filled with books, shows, music, or games that glorify the occult, you are not just watching sin, you're inviting evil spirits into your home. And don't think for a moment that this is just a teen problem. And stop with this, they'll just grow out of it. Right now, there are tens of thousands of young people in Christian homes who can quote Taylor Swift lyrics faster than they can quote the Psalms. I mean, they know every album, every outfit, every tour date, but they don't know how to pray. She just came out with a new album. Stores stayed open past midnight so the people could come. And you know who was there? Mothers and their 12 to 14-year-old daughters. Do you know what Taylor Swift is openly promoting? This is not that sweet little girl that came on the scene many, many years ago. During her Eras tour that ran from March of 2023 to December of 2024, this woman featured witchcraft symbolism, goddess worship, and ritualistic themes that mirror pagan rites. Look at what she's wearing. What is she wearing? That's a snake. Friends, this isn't just my imagination. This is intentional. Intentional spiritual messaging. And your daughters and your granddaughters are soaking it in. What about Beyonce? Well, Beyonce's not even trying to hide it anymore. During her Renaissance tour in 2023, she referenced Mother God, and she used imagery from African spiritual traditions like those found in Santeria and the Yoruba religions. One of her music videos, she channels ocean. Right there she is. Ocean, the Yoruba goddess of water, love, and fertility, dressed in flowing gold, which is ocean's symbolic color. These are not just artistic choices. They're rooted in African spiritual systems that include ancestor worship, rituals, and spirit connection. And here's the thing, a lot of fans, including Christian families, they see it all as empowering or artistic, without realizing the deeper spiritual meaning behind that costume. It really makes you think about how religious imagery is used and received in mainstream entertainment today. And then we come to this woman, Billie Eilish. Billie Eilish doesn't just flirt with darkness, she embodies darkness. Boy, if you have grandchildren listening to this lady, her music and imagery are filled with messages about death, demons, depression, suicide, and spiritual darkness. And she doesn't even try to be subtle. Her rise to fame was built on eerie visuals and haunting vocals that almost seem unworldly. And millions of teenagers are eating it up. And finally, we come to Bad Bunny. Now, I'm going to try not to lose my cool here. I'm serious. It's strange to me. Charlie Kirk gets murdered 2-3 weeks ago. They have this big memorial for him where everybody comes up and they're praising God and everything like that. And what does the NFL do a week after that? Announces that this is the guy they're going to put at the halftime show. He's going to headline the halftime show scheduled for February 8th, 2026. Let that sink in for just a moment. Don't you dare tell me there's not a spiritual war going on between Christians and the secular world right now. Because that right there was on purpose. We're going to slap you Christians right in the face, and we're going to throw this guy on at the halftime show. Let that sink in. The biggest television event in America, with a stage that is watched by over 100 million people, will be given to a performer who openly embraces chaos, gender fluidity, and spiritual confusion. This guy's concerts feature cross-dressing, occult symbols, upside-down crosses, and overt sexual rebellion. Guess what? You get to watch a drag show on Super Bowl Sunday, thanks to Jay-Z and the NFL. I have about had it with pro football. I'm about done watching pro football. I love my Packers to death, but I'm about done. The NFL is turning me so off right now. I think I've just concentrated on college. Watch poor Penn State lose, by the way. No, I'm serious. I've about had it with the NFL. Friends, let's be real. This is no longer just entertainment. This is spiritual war. This is full-on spiritual assault disguised as pop culture. What used to be fringe is now right in your face, like it or not. And we Christians are being what? Lulled into apathy. While our children and grandchildren are being discipled by the very artists who mock God's truth. Don't you think it's time to wake up? Don't you think it's time to clean house? Don't you think it's time to stop thinking that this stuff is just harmless fun? Our kids and our grandkids, they are being formed spiritually and emotionally by artists who are preaching a different kind of gospel. Amen. And again, unless we wake up, speak up, and point them back to the truth, we're going to lose them. We're going to lose an entire generation to the very spirits of these artists that I just showed you. Friend, Satan doesn't need you to bow. Satan just needs you comfortable. He just needs you numb. He just needs you to stop paying attention. Stop paying attention while he subtly disciples your children and your grandchildren through rhythm, fashion, and fantasy. Friends, this is no longer about music styles or generational preferences. I am talking about spiritual gates today. And the question you have to ask yourself is, what spirits are you giving access to your family? Because make no mistake about it, these artists, these influencers, these entertainers, they are shaping the worldview of your children and your grandchildren more than one sermon a week ever could. You allow this stuff in your home, and then you say to your grandkids and your kids, but I'm going to take them to church for a week. Yeah, right. Do you really think Satan minds if you show up to church every Sunday? No. Not as long as your soul is sold to him Monday through Saturday. He could care less. He's not looking for worship. He's looking for agreement. And when we say yes to darkness, even passively, we are aligning ourselves against God's holiness. And friends, that's the war. And you and I, we've got to take back the ground. We have to repent for what we've allowed into our homes. And we have to shut the door. We've got to shut the door to what we've opened up. Amen. And this morning, I want to give you a call to action. Just as I did last night, which did not go over very well at all. I challenged the group last night, the church that met last night, to a 7-day entertainment fast. And I'm challenging you to the same thing. 7-day entertainment fast. See, now I'm not seeing any amens. No TV. Get off the phone unless you need to make a phone call. You do know a telephone is for phone calls, right? I mean, you can launch a nuclear weapon from those things today. Your iPad, your TV, your PlayStation, whatever you got. 7-day fast. I don't care when you do it. You can do it today. You can start today. You can do it next week. You can do it next month. Yeah, well, after I got done doing the sermon last night, you wouldn't believe how many people came in trying to find a loophole in it. Now, can I do this? Can I still listen to a Christian podcast? Can I still do this? Can I still do this? I'm like, you do whatever you want to do. But that was my challenge yesterday. 7-day fast. Media fast. Shut it all off. Some of you guys have not heard from God for months, and you know why? Too noisy. Too noisy. You do a 7-day media fast, you will find yourself feeling better, I guarantee you. But again, I'm not telling you to do it. I'm just challenging you. That's up between you and God. But here's my challenge today. I'm going to challenge you this week to purge your homes. This is my challenge. Go through your books. Go through your movies. Go through your video games. Go through your playlists. And ask the Holy Spirit to show you what doesn't glorify Him. And if the Holy Spirit brings you conviction, destroy it. Don't you dare sell it to somebody else either. Don't you dare put it out for free. Don't give it away. Burn it. Delete it. Get it out of your home. Friends, it's time to stop making excuses. That TV series that you have been watching and justifying for years, it's time to let it go. Those games that you have been playing that subtly glorify darkness, violence, and sorcery, time to throw it away. Those playlists that's filled with music that celebrates sin, mocks God, or plays demonic imagery, time to get it out. Clean house. And parents, some of you need to sit down right now with your kids and say without flinching, we don't play witchcraft in this house, period. Amen. You're the parent. You have the authority to tell your kid to get that crap out of my house. Amen. Grow a spine. Be a parent. You're not their friend. You're their parent. No more compromises. No more casual agreements with darkness. Time to choose holiness over entertainment. Let the enemy know I'm shutting the door. Because here's the thing, we're just not called to avoid sin. We're called to expose the darkness. That's what we're called to do. And we're called to walk in the light. And when it comes to spiritual darkness, spiritual warfare, there's no neutral ground here. There's no gray area. You're either fighting for the kingdom or you're feeding from the enemy's table. So if you are here today and you've opened the door to the occult through fantasy, media, or just through curiosity, if you've been drawn to darkness and excused it as just entertainment, if your home has become a place where demons are more welcome than the Holy Spirit, then you need to repent. You need to return back to God and you need to be free. Because I'm telling you, the blood of Jesus Christ is still more powerful than any spell. The cross of Jesus Christ, I'm telling you, it still breaks every curse. And the name of Jesus Christ still casts out demons. But you got to choose. You have to choose. Will you walk in the light or will you still stay entertained by the darkness? And that's the challenge. That's the battle. That's the war. Is this sermon going to make me popular? No. That's okay. Is this series going to make me popular? No. I'm probably a joke to some people. He's just rambling on. Doesn't know what he's talking about. Well, as I said last night, my hands are clean. There's no blood on my hands. I've done what the Lord asked me to do. Amen. Preached 11 weeks on it. Over the last 10 weeks, we pulled back the curtain on a truth that many, 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 many would rather just ignore. Be an ostrich and keep their head in the sand. And that is, spiritual warfare is real. It's not some distant concept. But friends, it is a daily battle that is raging in your mind, it's raging in your homes, it's raging in your habits, in your entertainment, and in your hearts. This is not fiction. This is not optional. Whether you realize it or not, whether you like it or not, you were born into a spiritual battle. And the target is your soul, your children's soul, your grandchildren's soul. Satan doesn't need you to bow to evil openly. All he needs is your silence and your compromise. Amen. and you being very comfortable living in enemy territory. That's how Satan wins, very quietly. So as we wrap this up, I guess the question is, whose side are you on? Because you're on a side. You're on a side. You're not in the middle ground. You're on one side or the other. Whose side are you on? Will you stay numb? Will you stay distracted? Will you stay spiritually dull? Will you continue to compromise? Or will you wake up, put on the armor of God, and take your stand? Because as I said, the enemy is not afraid of your church attendance. You know what Satan's afraid of? Satan's afraid of a believer who knows how to pray. Satan's afraid of a believer who knows how to repent. Satan's afraid of a believer who knows how to resist. Satan's afraid of a believer who knows how to fight. James chapter 4, verse 7 is still true today. Submit yourselves to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Amen. So friends, the war is real. The stakes are eternal. But greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. Amen. So stand up, suit up, fight the good fight of faith. There will be casualties, no doubt about it. But your soul is worth it. Your child's soul is, your children's soul is worth it. And your grandbaby's soul is worth it. Amen. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you with humble hearts. Father, we must all confess that at one time or another, we have allowed darkness into our homes, where we have called it entertainment when it grieves your spirit. Father, would you please forgive us? Forgive us for our compromise. Forgive us for our passivity. Forgive us for letting culture shape our families more than your precious word. Father, we repent for anything, music, shows, books, or games that open doors to darkness. So, Father, in Jesus' precious name, we renounce every unclean spirit that we have allowed in. Father, we shut the door to witchcraft, to rebellion, to lust, to pride, and to adultery. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our homes, over our minds, over our children, and over our grandchildren. Father, cleanse us, deliver us, and set us free. And it is in Christ's precious, precious name that we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
As we close this morning, please stand as we sing, "Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus." It's on page 327, all three verses. 327.